talking on a muted phone. Can you hear us all right now?
Yeah, I think
it's
advanced mode.
Okay. Very good. We get started, and those who dropped off, we'll try to get them back over time. To restart the conversation, I wanted to introduce an IIT to you. NIT has been in business for the last 28 years. It's about a $350 million company and has operations in 44 countries worldwide. NIT has been in the United States since 1991, and United States is among the largest geographies for an IIT, both from the perspective of revenue as well as from the perspective of employees. Over the last 6 years, NIT has made a couple of strategic acquisitions in the United States, which include an organization called Cognitive Arts, who was and continues to be a leader in high-end custom training content development, as well as Element K, who is a leader in catalog e-learning content, both in the area of IT technical skills as well as soft skills. They have a library of over 6,500 e-learning programs, which they provide to customers worldwide. They also have an industry strength learning management system, which has achieved significant recognition over the last 3 years, and today is considered as one of the top LMSs that follow the software as a service model, or hosted LMSs. Over the last several years, NIT has won a number of industry awards and accolades, amongst them awards such as the Baker's Dozen Top Training Outsourcing Companies, the Black Book of Outsourcing, Learning Business Process Outsourcing Vendors, Burson and Associates Awards, Chief Learning Officer Gold Award, as well as a number of other awards, totaling to about 25 different awards this past year. In the last several years, NIIT has focused in its business in the United States and Europe on being an enabler for organizations who want to create substantial business impact through training and education. NIIT has done that for organizations in the corporate segment, which includes Fortune 500 organizations, as well as higher education organizations who focus on educating students such that they become successful career employees or entrepreneurs. NIIT creates business impact by helping organizations outsource key training or education processes. Over the last several years, NIIT has enabled a number of corporations to outsource their learning technologies, their transactional training administration processes, their learning content development processes, as well as training delivery processes, and has found a great deal of success in enabling organizations to do that. One of the reasons why organizations choose to work with NIIT is because they are able to transfer responsibility of creating business impact through training to NIIT, and are able to focus their own attention on building strategy and ensuring there is business alignment between training as well as business goals. Our work with a number of organizations enable them to answer some of the critical questions that most organizations have in front of them. Questions such as basic, very basic questions, but still for several organizations, unanswered questions. Questions such as, how much are we spending on training today? Where are we spending this money? Who are we spending it on? What value are we getting from our investment? How can we make this investment generate better results? How can we ensure that we can achieve our results faster? And how can we ensure that the overall spend on training becomes lower, or it becomes less expensive to train a person compared to how much we are spending today? So we are able to, or organizations are able to trust an IIT to not only do this work for them, but also help them answer these key questions by enabling them to focus on strategy and by outsourcing work that enables them to achieve strategic goals to an IIT. From the point of view of learning technologies, from the point of view of transactional training administration, from the point of view of learning content development, as well as training delivery. One of the key focus areas of an IIT is to ensure that organizations create value out of training, and not only create value, but create enhanced value for every dollar that they spend. And IIT has invested a great deal of time and R&D dollars in building methodologies that enable organizations to focus disproportionately on areas which will create substantially higher business impact. We have a methodology that we call critical mistake analysis that enables our customers to focus on key areas where, if they made an investment by way of training, they will be able to achieve disproportionate results. Many of our customers work with us because through our methodology and through our processes, they are able to improve field sales operations by improving and thereby increase revenue. They are able to improve customer satisfaction. They are able to reduce cost of production. And we are proud of the fact that organizations are able to trust an IIT in managing their processes and thereby generating business impact. I think given that we lost out a fair amount of time up front, I will stop my prepared comments at this point in time and maybe answer some of the questions that have been submitted, as well as open the floor for whoever is left on the call to see if they have any further questions.
Thank you so much for your comments. The first question we have was submitted is, what solutions does NIT offer large technology companies?
NIT today works with 35 of the top 50 technology companies. And when we call an organization a technology company, we mean organizations such as Microsoft, IBM, Cisco, and so on and so forth. Organizations who provide technologies to other organizations to improve their processes, reduce their costs. Technology companies such as those that I described have large training operations which enable their customers to use their technologies more efficiently. A number of large technology companies use an IIT services to improve their training operations or their customer training operations. These vary from training content development or use of learning management systems or use of training delivery resources from an IIT or comprehensive outsourcing of operations, which focuses on outsourcing of training operations such that the technology company can focus on customer relationships, ensuring that more customers are buying training, and have an IIT focus on delivering training and managing the training operations on their behalf. We do these for a number of organizations, and if there are more detailed questions, I'll be happy to answer them in our one-on-ones.
Thank you. Our next question is kind of a follow-up to that one, and it asks, what challenges do companies looking to outsource training functions face?
I think the biggest challenge that companies looking at outsourcing functions face is or are some of the unanswered questions that I mentioned a little bit earlier. While these questions seem like basic business questions, but unfortunately, a large number of organizations are unable to answer basic questions such as, how much are you spending on training today? What value are you getting from training? Can you do it better, faster, cheaper? Where should I invest disproportionately to get disproportionate return? These are questions which every business person would want to ask before they make investments. Unfortunately, from their internal training organizations, business leaders are unable to get these answers. And one of the values that organizations who work with NIIT find is that our focus is on enabling training organizations to deliver business results. We don't believe that training organizations should measure themselves on how many days of training they delivered. We would like training organizations to measure themselves on the business impact that they created and how they perform on business goals rather than on activity. So those are some of the challenges that organizations face as they look at outsourcing training.
Thank you. Beyond the tips that you just illuminated to, like measuring on business impact rather on training days, what other tips can you offer companies looking to outsource training functions?
I think one of the key messages that we deliver to our customers or our prospective customers is that they should seriously look at if it makes sense for them to do non-core activities. We feel that organizations who are successful because they focus on what they do best, and work with organizations who are leaders in their particular field to do support or tertiary activities. Organizations who follow this tend to be more successful, and there is a lot of research to support that. And so we feel that if you are an organization for whom training is not a core function, you should really look at organizations for whom training is a core function. Training is a function that results into bread and butter for such an organization. It's almost like saying, do you want to produce your own electricity, or do you want to build your own PCs? And if your instinctive answer is no, then you should ask that same question when you're looking at building your own training or delivering your own training.
Our next question revolves a little bit more around that, and it talks about what functions do you see in the future that companies need to outsource more and more, specifically in the coming year, and why?
Based on what we are seeing in the market, as well as most of the research that I have seen till date, in the order of priority, organizations are looking at outsourcing their learning technologies and transactional administration functions first. Second, outsourcing of learning content. And third, outsourcing of both proprietary as well as off-the-shelf training delivery. Personally, I feel the reason why that is so is because you typically go from low-hanging fruit to the more complex, to things of more complex nature. We found that while all three require substantial amount of change management, However, that's just not the reason why organizations outsource. They outsource because both transactional work, both because it's easier to outsource, as well as that's where they get substantial amount of value very quickly. I think learning content development is the second, and the reason why organizations tend to outsource that is because given the increasing share of e-learning in an organization's portfolio today, the skills required to create world-class learning content have become substantially more complex compared to how it was 20 years ago. And for an organization to take advantage of e-learning and simulation game-based learning systems, it's very hard for them to have all the skills available in-house and still be able to create world-class learning products. And that's the reason why more and more organizations tend to outsource their learning content development. And then lastly, they look at outsourcing both proprietary training delivery as well as off-the-shelf training delivery. So I think those are the three key areas that organizations tend to outsource.
And finally, before we open up the call to questions live, the last question is, what are the two biggest things companies fail to do when researching potential outsourcing of a training function?
This is my perception based on conversations with our customers, as well as looking at a number of failed attempts at outsourcing, attempts where relationships have unraveled. One of the top reasons I think organizations fail is if they do not look at or have a clear estimate and understanding of the change that they are looking for, not a clear estimate of the rate of change, as well as on selecting an organization who will help them manage change. So I think if I was looking at looking at an organization who would help me outsource one or more training processes, I would look for an organization that has substantial change management skills. I think the second skill that's very important is the ability for an organization to take on business responsibility that comes with training. I think organizations who are able to take on full responsibility and accountability for training processes that are being outsourced to them tend to succeed better compared to those who are just providing either people or technologies rather than taking full responsibility.
Thank you very much for your time. At this time, I'm going to open the call to those who have remained for any questions that you may have.
Excuse me, this is Jerry Roach from eLearning Magazine.
Thank you for
and I'm I'm afraid I missed the introductions. Could the speaker identify himself and tell me a little bit about his background?
My name is Sapnesh Lala. I'm the president of NIIP's North American and European operations. Been with the company for, I guess, too long, over 20 years. Have been heading the U.S. business for the last 9 or 10 years.
Could you spell your name, please?
S as in Sam, A, P as in Peter, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, S as in Sam, H as in Hotel. And last name is Lala, that's L as in Lima, A-L-L-A.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry. Do we have another question for Mr. Lala?
Can I go again?
I was just asking the media on the line if anyone else had another question for him this morning.
This is Jerry again. What separates NIIT from its competitors? Is it the fact that it sounds like you do a lot of one-on-one type consulting?
Yeah, we do that. I think one of the things that differentiates us from a number of our competitors is our ability to offer full service or a full and complete portfolio of services, all the way from advisory services where we do business impact analysis and assessment to prescribing solutions as well as executing on it. What also differentiates us is we are one of the few organizations who own most of the solutions that we offer. For example, we own an industry standard learning management system. We own a very substantial library of both e-learning as well as instructor-led training courses. We have global reach, so we are able to work successfully with multinational organizations, global organizations. We have presence in 44 countries worldwide. So, as well as we have some of the smartest people in the training industry, and we are able to very clearly and completely understand our customers' problems and are able to design solutions that create substantial business impact for them. We are also among, from a financial perspective, we are also among the largest pure play education and training organizations. A number of organizations who are in the outsourcing space also tend to play in the training space, specifically for outsourcing. So there are a number of organizations who are whose bread and butter is HR outsourcing or IT outsourcing or business process outsourcing, and training is just one of the things that they do. I think compared to them, 100% of our business as well as attention is focused on training and education.
Thank you, Satnesh. Is there any other questions this morning before we close the call and set up one-on-one interviews?
This is Lori Seifel with Training 19. I just have a quick question about, you mentioned change management, and when you're looking at an outsourcing vendor, do you look for one that knows how to manage change and help your company manage change? Is there any question that a company should be asking specifically a vendor to kind of understand how they can manage change? Are they looking for references? Are they looking for case studies of other work that they've done with other companies? So how do you get a sense that they will be able to help you manage that change?
I think a simple way of doing that is to specifically ask what the methodology as well as approach to transition is going to be. Most outsourcing engagements start with a phase that's typically called the transition phase, and organizations should look for detailed methodology as well as plans, transition plans, before they select or finalize selection of a vendor. Did that answer your question?
It did, thank you.
We do have a little more time, so I'm happy to entertain one or two additional questions this morning. Okay. If there are no further questions, thank you very much, Demna. Thank you, everyone on the line. We do invite you to become a fan of our Facebook page at facebook.com/NIITELS, or join one of our LinkedIn groups, or visit our website at any time at NIIT.com for more information on our services, for rich content, white papers, discussion, and daily updates. At this time, this concludes the media call featuring the president of NIIT's Enterprise Learning Solutions business, Satnesh Lala, and we thank you so much for joining us. We will be following up this call with one-on-one interviews. I did mention at the beginning of the call that if you happen to be close by one of our local offices in Chicago or Atlanta or New York, we're happy to have you to come to our office for that one-on-one interview, and you can meet Mr. Lala in person. Please do call your agency contact to arrange the post-interview. Thank you very much this morning. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.